Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Beau again. So today we are going to talk about politics and money in politics and not really getting money out of politics, but at least knowing where the money is coming from in hopes that the American voter is smart enough to see through who's funding it. We're going to talk about the Disclose Act. This particular act has been supported throughout the years by Republicans and Democrats. Right now, it is being supported mainly by Democrats, but there has been a call to kind of make it bipartisan. We'll see how that goes. The goal of it is not really to eliminate dark money, but to at least shine a light on it. The idea is that if somebody donates to a super PAC and it's more than $10,000, well, that gets disclosed. Foreign entities are banned. The top five donors get listed at the end of a TV ad, which I find that funny. And disclosure of donors for things that are influencing judicial nominees. This is the short version of what it hopes to accomplish. Is this really worth putting some time and effort into? $2.6 billion, with a B, were spent this way in 2020. Yeah, it's probably worth knowing where that money's coming from. The Senate may vote on this as early as this week. That's the plan. Now, the goal is to help restore a little bit of faith in electoral politics in general in this country, because right now most people, can't imagine why, believe that the system is rigged in the sense that those with the money, those with the power coupons, well, they have the power. They're also hoping that it will restore a little bit of faith in the judicial system, because people will know where the influence is coming from. I don't know how effective it's going to be. It's putting a lot of faith in the average voter paying attention more than the average voter tends to pay attention. You know, I talk about the website's Open Secrets. I talk about that website a lot because it's a wonderful tool to find out who owns your elected representative, who actually put up the money to get them into office. And you can see that a lot of times their votes reflect those donations. That website's been around a long time. It can't hurt, but I don't know how effective it's going to be at actually reshaping politics. The thing about the donors at the end of the TV ads, that might do something, because let's say it is an ad against a politician who wants windmills and solar energy, and the ad is just ripping them for that. And then at the end, it's, you know, paid for by massive oil conglomerate. You know, that may have some impact, you know. But beyond that, beyond those types of incidents, I don't know how much it's going to help, but it's a...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Tool that would be available for those who wanted to make a more informed choice and use electoral politics as best they can and be as informed as they can. You know, democracy, having a representative democracy, a republic like we're supposed to have, it's advanced citizenship. You have to pay attention. The reason we got here is part corruption and part because a whole lot of people don't pay attention. So we'll have to see what effect it actually has, assuming it actually gets through. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.